Hello, lovelies. You're listening to Alex's Audio Diary 23, and today I'm going to be talking about persistence. One of my most favorite quotes is, if you are persistent, you will get it. If you are consistent, you will keep it. Now, you know, I hold that quote so dear because there's a lot of truth in it. You know, if you keep going at something and you keep trying, you will definitely reach your goal. And if you continue with it and keep at it, you will definitely, you know, earn it and keep it and, you know, stay with it. So it brings me to the point where, you know, I have to look at myself and my own personal development and my own personal growth and say, you know, what are those things that I really like about myself? And this is not even me being narcissistic or anything like that. It's just, you know, it's one of those things. I remember some Steve Harvey saying, you know, sometimes you just need to celebrate your landmarks and your milestones and applaud your successes and your achievements and your accomplishments. And, you know, when I look at that and I try to look at myself and say, okay, you know, well, what right now do I want to celebrate? I like to celebrate the fact that I am one of those people who are persistent. I never give up on anything that I believe or my goals or my vision because I keep trying at it. Once I believe in something, I just go at it, tunnel vision, straight at it. It doesn't mean that I don't, you know, take a few steps back and, you know, re-engineer myself or relook at it or, you know, reassess my growth and my development or what I need to bring to keep driving or to keep going at it or whether or not to take a break and say it's time to stop. But I just keep going, you know, and I never give up on those, on my goals unless, of course, I feel like I've given it my all and my, you know, and my all is not going to be good enough. And then that brings me to think about, you know, some of the most important things that have been accomplished by great people. You realize that it's been accomplished by people who just kept trying and kept going irrespective of challenges and obstacles or even roadblocks in their way, you know. And so it makes me realize that, you know, persistence is pretty much one of the fifth elements of self-discipline because it's not talent that gets you your goal or gets your result. It's not strength or intelligence or knowledge that gets you your goal. It's actually persistence. The fact that you just keep going at it, not caring or wondering how you feel at that time or whether you have, you know, the entire world at your feet or whatever is going on in your life. The fact that you know that you just have to continue to drive and push at that goal or that vision, persistence helps you get the job done. It's persistence that actually helps you get results, you know. And it takes me to thinking about for example, today I woke up and, you know, I woke up with a terrible migraine. And I'm feeling like, you know what, I don't really want to write anything today. My voice feels very sore. You know, my tonsils are hurting. And I'm like, you know, I don't want to record anything. I don't want to do anything. But then persistence gives you a knock and reminds you that, for me, this blog is just beyond me. It's beyond the brand Alex Okorojie. It's not even about me anymore. It's about those thousands and millions of people who come every day here just so they can get some form of inspiration and motivation or even just to be entertained. So it's not even about me anymore. For those people, I need to keep driving the vision because this right here is a vision, you know, and I'm trying to keep to that purpose. If I'm going to have to, you know, meet at the bottom of my purpose, I would have to be persistent with it, irrespective of those migraines and the sore tonsils and, you know, whatnot, so to speak. So it tells me that basically we can be persistent in anything, whether it is in love or in relationships or in our careers or in friendship or even in spirituality, because you realize you see people who keep jumping from one religion to the other simply because they're waiting for a quick miracle or they're waiting for something to happen, some result, and they don't feel like they're getting the fulfillment. You know, they go from there to the next step, to the next one, to the next one, and just keep getting no results. And if you look at it, there are lots of unsuccessful talents in the world. You know, these people are not unsuccessful, not because they lack talent, because it's obvious they are pretty talented. It's because they lack persistence, because they're probably one of those people who let a little challenge throw them off their game, or let a little obstacle deter them from actually moving forward, or they shut themselves down and tell themselves that they can't go on, or they can't move, they can't do anything about it. So I realized that, you know, persistence is a major form of discipline, by telling yourself, you know, I'm just going to follow through on this. It doesn't really matter what comes my way. I'm going to follow through and make sure I give it all my best. I give it 100%. And if after that I don't achieve, fine. But I'm not going to do this not trying, which is, you know, one of the greatest things about being persistent. Like I said, even in relationships, some of us find ourselves in relationships where we feel like we're not probably getting the results that we had envisioned. But then some people, you know, if you look at some people, I mean, if you look at those who basically are happy in their relationships or have the best kinds of relationships, are those who know how to nurture it, which is what persistence really is. It's just keep trying and keep going and keep building and staying at it and doing everything you can for it to work out. You know, it's not you saying, oh, this is on some sign that this relationship is doomed. Okay, I'm running away quickly. This is my getaway. And you just keep running from one relationship to the next to the other because, hey, you know, you don't know how to follow through on something. I'm not going to keep this for too long because, you know, I already woke up feeling a little sore. But I would ask you this. What is persistence to you? What does it mean to you? How do you stay persistent? How do you motivate yourself to stay at something or at your goal or your vision, irrespective of the things that you're going through or what you're feeling? Do let me know what you think about my audio. And don't forget, please share it with someone you love or even like a lot. Remember, as always, I love you. Mwah. Have a lovely day. Bye.